Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I would like to welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, June 17th, 2014. There is a rumor it actually rained, a little bit of a thunderstorm in the vicinity of Swan and Rito this morning at about 8:45. And my Facebook friends say, yes, indeed it did. I will definitely take it, take their word for it, because, hey, we have to start somewhere to make up this terrible deficit, the drought that we are in. Hopefully it will be a sign of more rain to come very early on in the next couple of weeks. The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday from noon to 1 right here on Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI The Voice. We live stream our show at buckmastershow.com. That's my website, and the station also has the live streaming at kvoi.com, and we make the program very easy for you to hear on your schedule anytime, really anywhere in the world, by again logging on to buckmastershow.com. We're going to begin with the latest efforts to improve trade opportunities with Mexico. Then about 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman will be with us. Shelley has a smile on his face. That means the Tuesday Moneymaker Report will get off to a good start. Shelley's smile is indicative of the market being up today. 30 minutes past the hour, Terry Bracey will join us. Terry is the Buckmaster Show contributor on Washington and governmental affairs. And then we'll close out the show with certified public accountant CPA Michael C. Flowers. He'll have some tips for us, what every business owner should consider. The Buckmaster Show live line number 790-2040. You can join us on that number at any time during the hour. We also invite you to join us as we push toward just a few friends shy now of 3,400 friends of the Buckmaster Show on Facebook. Well, a group of Arizona business officials recently completed a trade delegation down to Mexico City in Guadalajara. That trip was presented by the Arizona District Export Council and the U.S. Commercial Service. Joining me in studio is Eric Nielsen. Eric is director of the U.S. Commercial Service in Arizona. It is a division of the U.S. Commerce Department's International Trade Administration. They have offices in Phoenix, Scottsdale, and Tucson. Eric, how are you? Good to see you.
Bill, I'm doing fine, thank you. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
And I should also point out, Eric, that the Commercial Service helps U.S. companies find international customers for their products and services through their network of more than 140 offices around the country. Let's begin, Eric, by this trip that you helped put together with Felipe Garcia from Visit Tucson.
Bill, we did indeed put together a very successful trip to Mexico City and Guadalajara. The organization of that project started way back in the fall, but we took a delegation in mid-May to, as you said, six companies went with us to Mexico City and Guadalajara on what I would describe as strictly a business development mission. There was really no political or government-to-government angle on this one. The companies went down there for the purpose of identifying customers, partners, sales representatives, agents, and even to meet with government agencies in order to better understand the market opportunities for them.
It's quite a diverse mix of people, Erica, that went with you.
We had six different companies, two of them from Tucson. One company, Advanced Calibration Designs, they make gas calibration technology for all kinds of industries. And the other, an interesting, actually a spin-off technology from the University of Arizona, a company called QuakeWrap. They specialize in a carbon fiber technology used to reinforce buildings and large-scale infrastructure, including mines and utilities and things of that nature. So they were both there for different reasons, but both companies were exceptionally pleased with the feedback they got from the Mexicans they met, and they are both have plans to get back down there by early fall to follow up, keep those relationships that they've started going, and to, you know, ultimately get some deals done.
Why Mexico City and Guadalajara?
Well, Bill, you know, our neighbor state of Sonora is certainly an attractive market, and it's close. But at the end of the day, it's a relatively small market. When you look at Mexico City and Guadalajara combined, you're looking at somewhere around 30 million people. Mm-hmm. Mexico City, you know, it's shorthand. You could consider it a mix of Washington, D.C. and New York City with a heavy industrial overlay as well. It is really the center of so many of the decisions that are made in Mexico. And Guadalajara, for its part, is a metro area of about 8 million people. By far the biggest city in western Mexico, is kind of the gateway to the Pacific states, and they have a combination of technology that presents some interesting opportunities for companies out of Arizona.
Did any of these companies, Eric, have any previous foreign business experience, the ones from Arizona that went with you?
They did. Most of them had done some business somewhere around the world. Mm-hmm. For example, Quake Wrap had actually had some interesting business opportunities in Indonesia. Advanced Calibration Designs, they sell in a number of different markets. But I think it's fair to say in both their cases, they had they dipped their toe in the Mexican water, but hadn't really engaged in a sustained way. And I think both of them have now made the Mexican market a priority looking forward, one where they will devote significant resources over the next 12 to 18 months to really get themselves established with some sales and with some repeat customers.
The broader Mexican opportunity, the country, how would you describe their economic situation? Open to this kind of
Mexico
business?
Is certainly open to foreign technologies and foreign companies of all kinds. I mean, I think Goldman Sachs certainly mm-hmm. has the credibility to in the financial world that they have projected that by 2050, Mexico will be the fifth largest economy in the world, bigger than Germany, bigger than Brazil. That is for most of us, perhaps hard to believe, but Mexico is already the 12th largest economy in the world, and they are. As a manufacturing hub, they are seeing significant growth, and the future is bright for Mexico. And I think, by extension, companies in this state need to realize that is an outstanding opportunity. And you can either watch the opportunity pass by, or you can be a part of it. And more companies, I think, are deciding that they want to play a role in the Mexican. Economic renaissance, really.
Eric Nielsen is with us, director of the U.S. Commercial Service in Arizona. You've taken numerous groups to Mexico. Are they surprised? Is there a certain way? So I'm sure there is a certain protocol of doing business in Mexico that you try to brief these people on before they even go south of the border. Is it about? I've heard. And I don't have the experience like you do, but I've heard it's about really one-to-one relationships are hugely important.
The personal relationships, I think, are paramount in Mexico. Okay. That is I'd say, the key cultural difference when it comes to doing business. There is it takes more time to do business. There is less of a sense or a comfort level, I should say, with the idea of maybe just meeting somebody over the internet and realizing you have a mutual business interest and going ahead and doing business. I'd say that's relatively rare still in Mexico. It is about forming those personal relationships. You know, one of the words of it or pieces of advice we give local companies here, especially going down to Sonora where it's close, is if you have developed a relationship with a Mexican business partner to the point where you were invited to a baptism or a wedding, you really need to go and take advantage of that, because the signal is, we want to do business with you, we like you. but you need mm-hmm. to have a pretty bulletproof excuse not to do it.
It's about family and that extended family. What can your organization, the U.S. Commercial Service, do for companies that wish to export products and services to Mexico? How do you go about helping these people?
There's a number of things we can do for them, Bill. Everything from sharing market intelligence and market research reports for specific industries with them to really what is our bread and butter, and that's identifying potential partners and customers through our different services. The best one being, and the one that our companies used on the trade mission, something we call the Gold Key Service. That is when a company from the U.S. goes to the market, in this case Mexico, and they have a series of one-on-one appointments put together for them by the U.S. Commercial Service. So in essence, we are serving as door openers. Mm-hmm. Companies go down there. They can be very internationally experienced. They can be first-time exporters. They will be. They will figuratively have their hands held by the U.S. government to get in, meet with the kinds of people that have an interest in whatever it is you might be, the product or service you might be selling. We do that. We can offer that of course, Guadalajara, Mexico City, Monterrey, the industrial hub of Mexico, and now I'm happy to say we're able to offer that in throughout the state of Sonora. That's a recent development and one we're very pleased about.
U.S. Commercial Service was developed to do what? Basically to encourage business with foreign countries? Is that how
that's
it came
exactly
about?
That's exactly it. We were developed under the Reagan administration to promote international interests of American exporters, to push specifically more small and medium-sized companies to get out and to take advantage of international growth opportunities.
What's the best? So this sounds like it's a real your place. You can be a first stop for people. What's the best place then to find out more and to hook up with you?
Well, please find us at www.export.gov/Arizona. That's really where you can learn more about our services as well as reach out to the members of our team, not only here in Tucson, but also up in the Valley.
All right. Eric Nielsen, thank you very much. Good to touch base with you again, Eric, and congratulations on a very successful trade mission to Mexico. We appreciate you coming to the station today and being on the show.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you very much. 12:17 on The Buckmaster Show, our Tuesday edition. We're going to talk money. Our Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. We'll be talking about financial planning right after we hear from the fine group of sponsors and supporters of the Buckmaster Show. We ask that you lend an ear and give them your support. Be right back.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Munger Chadwick are Arizona's business lawyers. Helping Arizona businesses for 40 years, Munger Chadwick is a strategic partner for many businesses operating in Arizona, the Southwest, Mexico, and globally. AV rated and ranked with the best lawyers of America, Munger Chadwick has recognized knowledge in all areas of business law, including corporate real estate mergers, acquisition, employment, along with intellectual property and administrative law, and international trade, immigration, and government affairs. In matters involving disputes, Munger Chadwick takes pride in working with its clients creatively and aggressively, often resolving problems in ways that prevent or avoid litigation. Munger Chadwick, located in Tucson, Phoenix, and Tubac, business know-how with personal service. Visit MungerChadwick.com or call 721-1900.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit RTAMobility.com or Facebook. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And Shelley Fishman is the gentleman we recommend here on the Buckmaster Show for all of your financial planning. Shelley, how is your week going so far?
The week is going very well, Bill, and if it weren't going well, I wouldn't tell you anyway.
Well, you've got a smile on your face. The market's up a little bit today.
Yeah, a little bit yesterday, a little bit today,
we'll
and
take
a recover
it.
From last week. You know, the market rarely just keeps going up and up and up and up and up without taking a breather. We have enough stuff going on in the world that, you know, markets didn't anticipate. You know, who knew what was going on in Iraq? When markets stay relatively stable in an unstable environment, that's a real sign of strength.
And it really
and so
is.
I look at that and once again think, This bull is going to continue to remain, you know, steady on all four legs. I do think still that we're due for some sort of correction, but I don't think it's going to be a serious correction. And I think that we'll come back from it. And again, I'm thinking, you know, 8 to 10% for the year. I keep saying it, maybe with my fingers crossed.
But. Well, you know, the market in past times, a weaker market would have certainly reacted to the weekend news. You had in eastern Ukraine, you had Russian tanks actually crossing the border. You had a Ukrainian transport
shut down, right.
Killing 49 people. This happening over the weekend. You had ISIS, the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, moving toward Baghdad all over a weekend, and the market showed resilience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's a good sign. Now, you know, we look for good signs and we want to see them because we want to see them. So sometimes magical thinking comes into our analysis. If you're looking at fundamentals, if you're looking at the things that create value, then I think you're okay. Now, that's not to say that in a depression or a real market pullback, you're not going to get burned. But if you're appropriately allocated and your portfolio, your investments are in it, you know, in a way that you can live through bumps in the road, then it's just fine. The market has, you know, decade after decade after decade, proven to be the place where investments are going to keep not only pace with inflation but outperform most other places you can put your money, including real estate.
Shelley Fishman is with us. He is a professional financial planner. And I guess all of us, Shelley, if we keep a checkbook, we could say that we're amateur, I guess, financial planners.
Well,
but
I suppose.
There's a difference.
Yeah, there really is a difference. I mean, people have a different view. Each individual has a different view of what financial planning is. Financial planning as a discipline is a way of taking a look at a person's entire financial existence and helping that person understand where they want to go, how to get there, and what it's going to take to get there. And so financial planning will take a look at budgeting. It'll take a look at tax planning. It'll take a look at insurance planning and protection from things that can go wrong. It takes a look at investing. It takes a look at retirement planning. And it takes a look also at estate planning. And while it's possible to just do some budgeting or it's possible to just do some retirement planning, if you don't put it all together, you get an abbreviated, and sometimes because it's abbreviated or truncated, you get either a false sense of security or a false sense of gloom and doom, either one of which can be very, very damaging. You may be in better shape than you think, but you kind of, because one or two things are seem out of your reach, it's very hard to think that, well, I can really do this, and if I plan for it, I can make it happen. The other problem that I've seen, Bill, is that when you're working with people who are specialists in one area of finance, and I'm going to pick on accountants for a second, not because there aren't other people to pick on, but let me just pick on accountants. You know, when you go to somebody to do your taxes, and you
watch
don't
out,
specifically—
Michael C. Flowers will be here.
Well,
a
no,
bit
Michael
later.
Is one of the good guys.
He is one of the good guys, yeah.
But when you go to somebody to just do your taxes, and you don't initiate a discussion with that person about, for instance, what can I do to be more tax efficient, or some other things that perhaps I should be thinking about, that accountant might not give you the kind of advice that accountant might be capable of giving you if you don't invite it, because the person might think, well, he's just here or she's just here to do my taxes. So taking a broader perspective on all of these elements of financial planning is really very, very important. You know, when should somebody start that kind of activity? Probably in their late 30s, certainly no later than their mid 40s, to begin to take a look at all six of those elements. You know, when is it too early to have a will? Well, it's never too early to have a will or a trust. When is it too late? Well, when you die without one. So,
right.
So somewhere between those two extremes.
Yeah.
So, you know, should you be planning for the bad things that could happen? You bet you should. You should also be planning for the good things that can happen. And that's what professionals do. People, you know, my whole CFP orientation is to do, you know, planning that is really the full gamut of what financial planning is about. But you don't need necessarily to go to a CFP. There's a lot of planning materials that you can get on websites that you can do one or two elements of it. But then it's really important to try to put it all together so that, again, you know, when somebody says, well, I need $1 million for retirement, what am I going to do? I don't have $1 million. Well, that's the kind of thing that can depress you into not taking further action when further action is both appropriate and possible.
And everyone has a different financial universe. Everyone's portfolio is going to look different.
Exactly.
Shelly Fishman, what's the best way to find you?
Well, there's three ways. On
Tell us
BuckmasterShow.com, mm-hmm. on ShellyFishman.com, or just call me, 940-0884.
And as far as I know, you always return phone calls.
I try.
Shelly, have a great week. We'll see you next Tuesday. Thank you. Let's hope I get a little raindrops on my head. I'll be right back.
Opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelly Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelly can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shellyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. One U.S. official says the operation that captured a Libyan terrorist over the weekend had been in the works for a long time and was carried out by U.S. Special Operations Forces. The man they captured is a suspect in the deadly 2012 attack in Benghazi, Libya, that killed four Americans. The government in Ukraine says it believes that terrorism may be responsible for the explosion that hit a pipeline carrying Russian natural gas across Ukraine for delivery to Europe. Allegations of election fraud threaten to provoke a new political crisis in Afghanistan. Nebraska's governor says a scene in a small town is the worst thing he's seen as governor. Flew over the area today. The town was flattened by two tornadoes yesterday, and two people were killed. The Dow's up 25 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Viral Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Let's join now on the Buckmaster Show live line Terry Bracey, our expert on Washington government affairs. Terry has enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Mo Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He is senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents Tucson and the Central Arizona Project in Washington. Terry, how are you?
Oh, Bill, I'm just great. Thanks very much. I'm so excited about last night, aren't you? The soccer team?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. They put together two goals there right at the end to beat Ghana. That was exciting.
Well, I thought that Coach Klinsmann's strategy was amazing. I mean, it's one of the hardest, I'm told. I was sort of a half-baked soccer player, but told that the hardest thing to do in big league soccer is to score very early and then protect it. And they did it, and the way they came back, that young guy Brooks with that perfect set piece from the side, the header, I was just so proud. A room full of Bracies and their friends screaming like mad. It was just crazy around our house. And I thought of Tucson and how foresighted some of our leaders have been about soccer and all those fields that have been built, and how they've thought about, you know, baseball kind of spring training left us, and, you know, we could moan, but instead somebody thought, well, let's go to soccer. And that is real leadership, I think. Hey, listen, Bill, I just wanted to mention one thing. I was out for my walk this morning and caught the podcast of your discussion yesterday with John Munger and Jeff Rogers on Iraq.
Yeah.
That was the best single discussion of the subject I've heard so far. I thought it was terrific. I really did.
Well, thank you.
And I usually don't agree with Munger at all, but I mean, I think they really made some great points.
Well, thank you very much, Terry. We've got lots to talk about on the agenda with you. Of course, recently had some pretty surprising results at the polls. We had the House Majority Leader, Eric Cantor, beat by a Tea Party candidate, a very well-known senior senator from Mississippi, maybe headed for the same result in about a week or so. What's going on, and how does all of this, Terry, relate to the bigger picture as we head toward the big sweepstakes, the presidential race?
Well, a lot of questions there, and I'm not sure I have all the answers. And I will say this, that we overanalyze these things an awful lot. Bill, I think the first thing that people don't realize is that Congressman Cantor had really become quite unpopular in his own district in Southern Virginia. He's a guy who's quite brilliant, but not a lot of obvious charm. And I think a lot of people had felt that he'd become more attendant to his own political career than the needs of what is a poor rural constituency becoming more rural over time as they redistrict and make it more Republican. It's kind of interesting there. But the thing that I constantly heard here was that Southern Virginians really didn't like him. And so I was frankly not surprised. Hmm. What his race did show, however, is the power of an intense group in a primary election, whether it's because they just don't like you. But for Republicans, that intensity seems to be more and more on the far right as it is for Democrats on the left. And this is the product, we've talked about it, Bill, of this gerrymandering by both parties, which has gone on to protect incumbents by shaping these non-competitive districts. So the Republicans, when they're elected, drift further and further to the right, the Democrats to the left, leaving this enormous gap, and Congress can't do anything.
Well, do we see any lessons that could be coming up, or could any of this portend for the congressional elections coming up in a few months?
Yeah, let's take the congressional elections. Every indication we have, Bill, is that the GOP's in a strong position to gain. Not really because of anything they've done, but simply because they benefit from the president's low approval numbers, from the struggling job market, and from the fact that Democrats have so many more Senate seats to defend this year. So if trends were to determine everything, the Republicans will gain seats in the House and easily win control of the Senate.
But trends, as you well know, Terry Bracey, certainly are not everything in politics,
correct,
are they?
Correct. Most importantly, who are the candidates? Particularly, this matters in statewide races, where we select governors and senators, because those cannot be gerrymandered to suit one party or the other like congressional districts. And when it comes to those races, the big ones, statewide, all politics are in the candidates, and all politics is local. Forget the national polling. Take Mississippi. You were just talking about a solid Republican state. If the incumbent, Senator Thad Cochran, should lose to this Tea Party candidate, a man who has made many extreme statements and racist statements and so on, the Democratic candidate might just win that race, a result you and I never would have predicted or expected months ago. In Georgia, Michelle Nunn, who is the daughter of a still popular and much admired former senator, very capable candidate, is running a surprisingly strong race against Jack Kingston, the Republican, who was thought to be a shoo-in. In fact, in most polls, Nunn is now leading. So, you know, Bill, candidates matter.
But you still believe Republicans may have the edge in these in this off presidential election year?
Bill, I do. In part because I can point to several states where Democrats aren't doing nearly as well as they thought they would and are facing surprisingly strong Republican challenges, which just reinforces the point we're making about it's the candidates who matter most. So my guess, Bill, is that the Republicans still are favored to take the Senate by the slimmest of margins, but I wouldn't bet the house on it.
Terry Bracey with us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Terry joins us at least once a month. We're going to be actually doing a two-part with you, Terry, this Tuesday and next Tuesday. But the question of the 2016 presidential race, what do you see now as the relatively, were the relative strengths of both of the parties then?
Well, Bill, first of all, the parties are in constant motion. They're always changing. They're always becoming something new. They are never static. If you go back to when I started with Mo Udall back in the mid-1960s, you will find the Democratic Party that was in turmoil, divided over those who did and did not favor the Vietnam War. As a result of their division, Hubert Humphrey lost the 1968 presidential race to one of the most unpopular figures ever to win the presidency, Richard Nixon. 4 years later, that division produced the anti-war candidacy of George McGovern, who ended up losing every state but Massachusetts, As the war wore on, the Democrats and the left became more and more radicalized and active and took over the Democratic Party from the precinct to the national level. In doing so, you know, won many congressional races, but could not appeal on the national level. The Democrats lost five of the next six presidential elections and won only one, and that was in the wake of Watergate, where candidates of the quality, say, of a Mo Udall or Jimmy Carter came out and stood a real chance of election in the wake of a scandal. But basically, the Democrats put themselves way left of center and were just not electable on a national level.
Terry, I've only got a few seconds left, but are you suggesting that the Republicans today are in that same spot that the Democrats were in 30 years ago?
We'll find out, but I think they are. They're in a part of a 30-year cycle where the extremes have taken over, put them out of the mainstream of social thought. The new minorities, the kids, the young people coming up, all are in disagreement with the Republican Party. You just can't win that way. So Republicans have a chance, depending on whom they put up, but I think their chances are slim.
Terry Bracey, we will look forward to speaking with you 1 week from today. We'll have you back, and we'll be talking about the last 2 years, what's ahead for the Obama administration, what to expect. Terry, enjoy the rest of the week. Thanks for sharing some time with us.
Great, Bill. Loved it. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Terry Bracey with us on the Buckmaster Show. Up next, we've got some common mistakes made by small businesses and big businesses, for that matter. Michael C. Flower, certified public accountant, is in the house. In fact, he's with me right now in studio. He's next, right after this.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views,
but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, "Hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family." It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Want the best care for your companion animal?
then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It makes a great weekend getaway if you've got some time off in the middle of the week. Beautiful area, just 3 hours east of Tucson to historic Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. This time of year, it's so pretty because, you know, it's a mile-high elevation, so you're going to get the cool nights and kind of the mild days where it might be 100 degrees here in Tucson. It'd be maybe the upper 80s over in Silver City. So check out their fine website of things to do and great places to stay, like Little Toad Creek Inn. You can find the whole listing at southwestnewmexico.org. That's spelled out. Everything is there. And, of course, they've got the big clay festival, everything to do with pottery. That will be the first weekend of August. But right now, let's join certified CPA, certified public accountant Michael C. Flowers, the principal of Flowers, Rieger & Associates here in Tucson. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill, and great to see you again.
It's good to see you. You're much more relaxed. Let's face it, the tax season is trying on people in your profession. But your business doesn't stop on April 15th.
No, not at all, Bill. And, you know, any good CPA hopefully is not only doing extension but advising their clients throughout the year in terms of some moves that can be made. And now we're starting to look at a six-month statement on some of our business clients to see if they're in line with their budgets and forecasts, and if we have to do any special allocations or anything we may need to do for 2014 taxes. Some people are still filing their 2013 taxes because they got an extension through September, or in some cases, till October.
You put out in your letter to your clients 25 common mistakes made by businesses. This is the kind of thing that that you like to have your clients involved with, thinking throughout the year about the financial situation of their business.
Yeah, Bill, it's very difficult because we meet with clients and it's usually very client-specific. They have problem A, but every business in our 25 common mistakes has to make sure that they're taking care of those common mistakes. Most of those we do by memory and by rote because we do it so frequently. So we hopefully aren't making many of the mistakes on that list. But say a new client came to us, wanted us to do a small project, we want to get this in front of them so that they can say, oh, maybe I do need to incorporate, maybe I should form an LLC, maybe I should put my wife on the payroll, maybe I should set up a pension plan, et cetera, et cetera.
The one of the near the top of the list is a missed opportunity that some businesses, they really do miss the boat when it comes to filing for S corporation status. Can you explain, just simply put, the benefits for a business for the S corp?
Yeah, typically it relates to our sole proprietor clients or those clients that elected to be to form an LLC. This is going to get a little bit complicated, but if you form an LLC, that doesn't dictate what tax filing you will have to do for the year. If you're just yourself and you form an LLC, that's considered to be filed similar to being a sole proprietor. However, if you tell the IRS, I want my LLC to be taxed as an S corporation, that gives you the advantage of the liability protection that an LLC offers, while at the same time giving you the advantage of paying taxes only one time. Most small businesses and most people have heard of the concept of, you know, never incorporate because you're going to pay tax at the corporate level and, again, at the individual level. The advantage of the S-Corp is that you tell the IRS you want to be taxed as an S-Corp, which, and due to that entity structure, if there are any corporate profits, those are not taxed at the corporate level. They go on your individual return. So you get the advantages of not double taxation while at the same time having liability protection. And the real home run for the smaller businesses that are starting to do fairly well, let's say you have a shoe business that makes $100,000. If that's a sole proprietor, in addition to regular tax, they're going to pay $15,000 in self-employment tax.
Wow.
And the $15,000 is calculated as approximately 15.3% of their 100 grand profit. If instead they were elected to be taxed as an S-Corp, they could pay the owner of that company a reasonable salary, you know, hopefully $30,000, $40,000. If they did pay themselves $30,000, they would only pay self-employment tax on $30,000, which is about $5,000. They would save $10,000 in self-employment tax.
That's huge.
And that's illustrated by the $70,000 profit that the company would have because they paid a $30,000 salary. That $70,000 in profit in an S-Corp is not subject to self-employment tax, whereas a self-employed individual, everything you make is subject to self-employed tax.
But the critical thing is, and correct me if I'm wrong, about forming, if you have to, when you form an LLC, you have to make the decision then whether you want to be the S-Corp. Is that correct?
The IRS is getting a lot more liberal in that state. The general rule was 75 days after you form the LLC, you have to make the S election. But with an initial return, you can do it under a special revenue procedure for that tax year. And if you file the S-Corp tax return under this revenue procedure, you will be granted the status of an S-Corp, and you'll have the benefits of being an S-Corp for the entire year. There's another revenue procedure where I think it's up to 2 years. So the IRS is realizing that many small businesses don't know right out of the bat and don't talk to their CPA till the end of the year, and they're trying to be more liberal because, again, the exact same business that made $100,000, one business is going to pay $10,000 less in self-employment tax. That's approximately $1,000 a month. I mean, that's two car payments. That's significant.
There you go. Certified, we have a CPA with us, Michael C. Flowers. Michael Flowers is the CPA for the Buckmaster Show. We're always delighted to hear from him. He's been around a long time. He's been named Small Businessman of the Year by the Chamber a few years ago. I mean, he's a guy that really cares about this community. And, Michael, for my listeners, you are offering a special.
Yes, Bill. Any of your listeners can call my office at 327-8706. I'm sure it's on your website as well.
It is, yes. We have a link to your company, Flowers Rieger Associates, at buckmastershow.com.
Yeah, and this is not only for businesses but individuals. If you have any kind of tax question or anything that's on your mind, give us a call to our office. If I can handle it on the phone, I'd be happy to. If we need to meet, we're not going to charge for the first half hour to an hour, depending upon the circumstances. So if it's something that can be covered in less than an hour, more than likely you're not going to get a bill, and you're going to get a good answer to your question, or at least point you in the right direction.
Sit down in your conference room.
Sit down, and it's very – tax advice is very individualized.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go to your barber and say, you know, what tax advice do you get? Maybe he doesn't own a home. Maybe he doesn't have children. Maybe he doesn't have a business. Maybe he doesn't have investments. So you want to get your own individual situation handled specifically with somebody as knowledgeable as a CPA. And, you know, myself, I have 38 years experience now, which scares the heck out of me, but that's okay, I guess.
And many people will appreciate the fact that you're very centrally located in town.
Yeah, we're right at Broadway and Country Club, and we've, you know, I've been at that specific location since 1984, so almost 30 years at that one location.
So take advantage of it, folks, if you have any. Really, doesn't even have to be business-related.
No,
it can
be
individual tax questions.
Estates, trusts, yeah. Anything in the financial, tax, accounting arena, we're more than capable of, and we'd be more than happy to give you an answer. And in some cases, we'll just give you an answer, and we may not have a relationship, but I like to do that for the community.
Mm-hmm.
I like to save businesses from making major mistakes so that other businesses don't get affected with the bankruptcy when that business goes out of business. So
okay.
I'm trying to protect the whole community by one business at a time, if
Thank
you
Thank you, Michael C. Flowers, for your service to our community.
I appreciate it, Bill, and you do a great job, too.
Thank you very much. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Coming up this afternoon, a new local talk show at 4 o'clock for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, then Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe tomorrow morning from 6 to 8. The Daily Double with Christy Simone comes on from 8 to 9, and then Rosemary Brandt, producer Bill Buckmaster, hosts back with you at 12:04. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.